Heavenly Father, as we listen to your word in this message, we ask you to bless us to receive with meekness the engrafted word of God, which is able to save our souls. James chapter 1, verse 21. We love you, Jesus.
Today we're going to talk about what happens when a Christian backslides. Some people don't even necessarily realize that Christians can backslide. How many people know that you can back off of God after being saved? We can see the Lord working in this one already, because you and I don't even plan this stuff. God already has it planned. Isn't that a blessing? And God gives everybody free will their whole life on earth before and after salvation. And Paul had people, if you read 2 Timothy, 4 chapters, he named 2 people per chapter. Some of them had departed from the faith and therefore departed from the body of Christ. That's what happens when people depart from Jesus. They depart from his body. The Bible says, if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. The prospect, the reality, the potential of drawing back and backsliding should haunt every single born-again believer. So the main text today in this message is 2 Peter 2, verse 20 and 21. I'm going to read that for the record. The Bible tells us in the end of 2 Peter 2, for if after they have escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled therein and overcome, the latter end is worse with them than the beginning. In other words, their punishment is going to be more severe in hell. For it had been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than after they have known it to turn from the holy commandment delivered unto them. 2 Peter 2, 20 and 21. That's the nature that we all have in us that has to be crucified, and that is the nature of sin. Let's keep moving, but let me say this. I want us to memorize Romans 6, 7. He that is dead is freed from sin. It's only in being crucified with Christ or dead and buried with him that we are going to overcome sin. Romans 6, 7. He that is dead is freed from sin. He will no longer make excuse for sin. He will be crucified with Christ. He will fight the good fight of faith, which involves, at the center of it, being crucified with Christ. The main text today in 2 Peter 2 is warning us that if we've been saved, this is written to Christians, then we are to know that it had been better for us never to have been saved than after being saved to turn away from God and die in the state of sin instead of in the Savior. And this is why the prospect of drifting away from the Lord or backsliding should haunt our conscience until we are with him. So we have the assurance in Christ as we abide, we remain or continue in Christ, which is a daily choice. John 15. Jesus made it clear. He said, if any man that is in him does not continue in him, he's going to be cast into the fire. John 15, verse 6. Again, the Bible says, if any man draw back or backslide, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. Hebrews 10, 38. We're warned in Hebrews 2, 3, it says, how shall we escape, that is, the judgment of God, if we neglect so great salvation. The Bible says, whosoever abideth in Christ, in him, sinneth not, does not live in sin. 1 John 3:6. The Bible says that we're to cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. 2 Corinthians 7:1. From now to the rest of this message, let's talk about how to prevent backsliding. How many people want to know how to prevent sliding back or backing off of the Lord, backsliding? The Bible says the hand of the diligent, notice the word diligent, maketh rich. And we are made, you and I are made rich in Christ. We're made full of his virtue and blessedness as we fellowship with him and his body daily. Colossians chapter 1 and 2 speak about how Jesus is the creator and sustainer of all life and that all riches are found in Christ. Colossians chapter 1 and 2. in the next few days, I want to encourage you to become rich in Christ by studying and reading Colossians chapter 1 and 2. So the whole verse there in Proverbs 10:4 says, "He becometh poor that dealeth with a slack or a lazy hand." Now, let's just talk about that. When you're not diligently seeking the Lord, you're being lazy and you're going to be spiritually poor and backsliding. No one can decide for you to be rich in Christ except yourself. So according to this verse, to be rich in Christ, we must diligently seek His face. To be rich in Christ is to be ready to be with Christ. So those that are presently rich in Christ because they seek His face are the only ones ready to meet Him. Only those who are rich in fellowship with Christ are ready to meet Him, and all others are backslidden. Jesus said, "Be ye therefore ready also, for the Son of Man cometh in an hour when you think not." So Jesus taught to be ready, to always be ready to meet Him. Many are going to be caught off guard when He comes, Jesus taught. Jesus said, "Behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown." All right, so many are in hell right now because they didn't diligently seek the Lord and stay upon their God, as the Bible says. The Bible says to stay upon thy God in Isaiah 50, verse 10. We are to stir up ourselves to seek the Lord, Isaiah 64, 7. Jesus said, "He that is not with me is against me." In other words, if you're not seeking Jesus daily and living according to His stated will, His word, you are the enemy of Christ. You are an antichrist. Jesus made it clear in this statement and others that there is no neutral ground with God. Jesus said, "No man can serve two masters," Matthew 6:24. Remember, Satan will gladly welcome you back into his kingdom. People that once believed disciples of Christ are not vigilant or diligent in seeking the Lord, Satan is going to welcome them back into his kingdom. Those who were once saved and yet they draw back, the reason why they draw back from God is because they're not diligently seeking the Lord. That's all it takes. There's no neutral place in God. You are either seeking His face or you are backsliding. 1 Chronicles 16:11 is a must memorize verse. It says, "Seek the Lord and His strength. Seek His face continually." You are in a fight for your eternal soul. Jesus said, "What shall a man give in exchange for his eternal soul?" God is calling those who are His to a holy violence. The kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. Notice Matthew 11:12, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence. It's being assailed by our adversary, the devil, who as a roaring lion walketh about seeking whom he may devour. That's 1 Peter 5:8, which says, "Be sober, be vigilant," or diligent, "because your adversary," your enemy, the devil, that's who your enemy is, the devil in the flesh, "as a roaring lion." So we see there in 1 Peter 5:8, this is a powerful spiritual warfare verse, that it doesn't matter if you like it or not, or I like it or not. Satan is stalking every one of the children of God, and it's for your eternal soul. He is after your demise. So you, my friend, are diligently fighting the good fight of faith, or you are losing, you are backsliding because you've refused to be diligent. But today is your day to repent and turn your life all the way to God, leaving everything else behind. 1 Chronicles 16:11 says, "Seek the Lord and His strength. Seek His face continually." 1 Chronicles 16:11 is a memory verse. 1 Timothy 6:12, this is a divine command. command. And the reason why God is commanding this right here is because he loves you. Canelo Alvarez is the best boxer in the world from Mexico. When he goes to fight, he's swinging. If you're not swinging, you're losing. So the scripture says, fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life. Lay hold. Grab it and grip it. Beware of the false teachers who teach you that Jesus is holding on to you and he will never let go. The Bible tells you right here to lay hold on eternal life. Jesus is eternal life. Lay hold on eternal life. If you don't lay hold on it, it's going to get away from you. Jesus said, if we deny him, he also will deny us. 2 Timothy 2:11 and 12. Jesus taught that we must endure to the end to be saved. God requires your full attention and engagement in a relationship with him on his stated terms, the Bible. You're going to go to hell if you don't. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life. It's that simple. And it's a good fight. Why? Because when we fight, we win. That's why the Bible says to walk out your own salvation, not somebody else's, but your own with fear and trembling, for it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Philippians 2, 12 and 13. Let's pray together. Father, in Jesus' name, we ask you to fill our hearts with your holy fear and to bless our lives to be rooted in Christ, bearing the fruit that glorifies you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, brothers and sisters, it's been a blessing to spend these moments with you in the Word of God. And remember, there's hundreds of more Christ-centered, scripture-rich, edifying podcasts on safeguardyoursoul.com/audios. There's also a store page with several, many books on there for your edification in Christ. They're all scripture-rich and Christ-centered. Also, tens of thousands of saints and sinners are being reached every month, and your prayers are coveted for the fruitfulness and supply of this outreach. God be praised, by the way, for those who are supporting. And feel free to visit our donate page on the site, and you can use your debit card, PayPal, or Patreon, and you can become a monthly sustaining member if you choose to do so, and a gift of any amount is so appreciated. Part of this outreach is to equip and supply other ministering disciples across our great country and all over the world. And may God be praised that there's fruitfulness happening among his people and through his beloved saints, as we know that the return of our Lord Jesus Christ draws nigh. And we say together in the words of Revelation 22, even so, come Lord Jesus. Amen.